We'll now begin Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, which concludes Perek Ches and Erechim. However, I just want to make a correction from yesterday. I mentioned Mishnah Ches, that there's a machlokis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, about a Levi, whether he can be not lamb, but metaltlin. So Rabbi Huda says no, Rabbi Shimon says yes, and the Rav Paskind said the halokas of Rabbi Shimon. So I mentioned the Tosos Yom Tov objected to that, but I didn't make clear that the Tosos Yom Tov is working with a different gears of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, the way we have it, also holds like that, that the Halach is like Reb Shimon. But the Tosos Yom Tov is working with a gears where it seems to be in the Rambam, not that way, that the Halach is not like Reb Shimon. And he feels this is a more authoritative version of the Rambam. So therefore, he's passing like the Rambam, and he feels that the Rambam is relying upon the principle that where there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Tosos Yom Tov is just making a statement of disagreement with the Rav, not based on his own calculation, but based on the version of an ancient version of the Rambam that he felt was more authoritative. Now, Mishnah Vav, Acher Mei Kohanim, Eim Lohem Pidyon. Now, we mentioned there are two types of Charamim. One is Acher Mei Kohanim, that goes to the Kohen, and one is Acher Mei Berek Abayis, which goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah starts by saying that Acher Mei Kohanim, Eim Lohem Pidyon. You can't redeem something that you gave, that you made Cherim for a Kohen. Not only not when after the Kohen has it, but even after you made the statement that this is cherem, or you specified it's going to be a machlokis, we'll see in a moment, the chachamim hold that a non-specified cherem, automatically the default is goes to the kohanim. So a person just made the statement, this is cherem, and so eloni tonim le kohanim. There's no opinion, and once he made that statement, it has to go to the kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that stam chromim lebedek abayis, that ordinary unspecified chromim go to the bedek abayis, go to the base of mikdash, and he brings a pasuk shnemar kol cherim kodesh kodoshim hu laHashem, that all cherim is kodesh kodoshim hu laHashem, is holy to the holy of holies to God. The chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has a pasuk, the chachamim learn the pasuk differently, as we'll see. Stam chromim lekohanim. The chachamim say that unspecified chromim go to the kohanim. Shneamar kistei hacherim lekohen tiyachuz aso. Like the stay of a soda of cherim to the kohen shall be his achuza, if he makes that his if he makes it that cherim. So the assumption here is that he didn't specify, and the Torah is saying a default of steyacherim lekohen tiyachuz asom, that a field of cherim, the default is goes to the kohenim. Im kain the Mishnah is loman emor kol cherim kodesh kadoshim hu laHashem. Why does the Torah have a pasuk which would lend itself as a support to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that stam chramim go to the berek abayis, to the holy temple? So that's to tell us that a cherem is chal al kodesh kadoshim al kodeshim kalim. That it's also chal on karbonos, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Now, the Rav and the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, that stam chramim are go to the Kohanim. So the Tosos Yom Tov mentioned something interesting over here. V'chachomim amrim stam chromim lekohanim, that unspecified chromim go to the kohanim. Cause of a Rav, v'halocha kachachomim, became cause of a Rambam. Both the Rambam and the Rav paskin that like the chachomim, that stam chromim go to the kohanim. But he points out v'kesef Mishnah reish perek zayin mihilchos arachin, the kesef Mishnah. Because of Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, was a commentary on the Rambam's Yad. He niach b'tzorachi, and he left this as a question, because the Gemara mashma, the Tosos Yom Tov says, the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The flow of the Gemara on this sugya seems to indicate that the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and yet the Rambam and the Rav Paskin like the Chachamim. Just pointing that out. Now the next Mishnah is a continuation. We just said that the Chachamim learned that Pasuk that Yehuda ben Becerra brought as a proof for himself. Say no, it's not to tell you that Stam Chachamim are Rabbeinu Kabayis, but it tells us that that Chachamim are Chalal Kodshi Kadoshim and Kodshim Kalim. So the next Mishnah is Mishnah Zion. The last Mishnah in the Perek says, Machrim Adam es Kadosh. If a person can be Machrim his Korbanos, Ben Kodshim Kodshi Kadoshim or Ben Kodshim Kalim, whether they're Holy of Holies or Ben Kodshim Kalim, or a lighter Kadosha. Kodshi Kadoshim, amongst Kodshi Kadoshim, are mandatory Korbanos like sin offerings, Chata Noshim. But also an Ola, which can be a voluntary offering, is a Kodesh Kedoshim. A Kodesh Kedoshim are offered in the north part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Menachos also a Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodeshim Kalim would be Shlomim, with the exception of the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur on Shavuos, which are Kodesh Kedoshim. But otherwise all Shlomim, individual Shlomim, are Kodeshim Kalim. Todos, which are a type of shlamim also, except they can be only for one day, and they involve also offerings of flour and bread. Their todah is also kodshim kalim, and the bechorin and meiser behemah are also kodshim kalim. So cherem falls is it takes it's a person can be machrim mecherem his animals that are holy that are set for as korbanos ben kodshi kedoshim with a higher kedusha ben kodshim kalim or a lesser kedusha. Now im neder, we've said before that neder means he says hari alai. So when he says hari alai, if the animal dies, he specifies an animal. He designates his mafrish. He designates an animal. If the animal dies, he has to bring another one, because he said I am obligated to bring a shlamim or an ola. So as a result, until he brings it, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation, because he made an obligation to bring, not specifically this one. He just was mafrish this one. So as such, he has more of a relationship to it. It's still viewed as his. So as a result, he has to give nosines adomim, the value that he paid. The animal still has to be brought by him as a korban, but the value but the value that he paid for it, as it was his own personal property, he has to give over to the kohanim. That's by a neder. The nedava nosines tovaso. However, if he said hari zei and he designated an animal, he said that this animal is a korban, so then he gives the tova, the and we'll see what that means. Mishnah explains it itself. Shurza Ola, for instance, if he said this ox is an Ola, so that's a nedovi, said zeh, this ox is an Ola. So omrim kama adam rotze li tein b'shur zeh la losa Ola shein rashoi. We say, actually, omdim, we appraise, I'm sorry. Omdim kama adam rotze li tein b'shur zeh la losa Ola shein rashoi. We appraise how much does a person wish to give for this shor if a person wasn't obligated in a korban. He didn't make an obligation. That's what it means, eino rashoi. Usually eino rashoi means not permitted, but in this context the Mefarshim say it means eino chayiv. It's an unusual usage of eino rashoi, eino chayiv. So a person who didn't make any vows to bring any korbanos, but now all of a sudden he has as an animal, someone says it's easy for you to take the Yerushalayim and bring it up. How much would a person give to do that? He didn't make any, he didn't have any obligation, so it's totally his own free volition. So it wouldn't be such a large amount of money. So it wouldn't be the cost of the animal. He paid at a lower price, and that's the amount that he has to give over to the kohanim if it's a nedava. Habachar, bein tamim bein balmum, machrimim oso. Even a bechor, which is kodesh mirechem, which is holy from the womb, even though it's kodesh kalim, it's a bein tamim bein balmum, whether it's a unblemished bechor, which has to be brought as in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, has to be brought as a korban, bein balmum, or whether it has a mum already, it doesn't have to be brought as a korban, machrim moso, cherem falls on it. a cherem relates to it. Ketzad pod noso, how does one redeem it? Hapodim omrim, kama odim rotsa litain b'bechor zeh, lit leben bito o leben achoso. How much does a person wish to give to pay for this animal, to give it to his grandson, his daughter married a Kohen, he's not a Kohen. His daughter married a Kohen, and he's not a Kohen, but his grandson is a Kohen. Or his sister married, Ben Achoso, his sister married a Kohen, he's not a Kohen, but his grandson is a Kohen. So how much would a person whose grandson, whose nephew is a Kohen, pay him to give this, to take this Bechor over to his, give this Bechor over to his grandson, or to his or to his nephew? Now the Rav points out something. The reason why the Mishnah speaks about how much a non-Kohen, someone who's not a Kohen, would pay to take this Bechor off the hands of the owner, to give it to his grandson who's a Kohen, or his nephew who's a Kohen, and not how much a Kohen himself would pay to have this Bechor given to him, how much he would pay. So I've explained the ilu Kohen gufo, a Kohen himself, someone who's a bona fide Kohen himself, lomotzi lemitin tova lebala korban shkadesh yitena b'chorlom. He a bona fide Kohen can't give tova sanoa to the owner of the b'chor, in order that he should give the b'chor to him, or to another Kohen even. The b'kevin the b'chor chazilei. Since the Bechor is fit for him, Megseik et Kohen Maseh Bebeis Agronos, Ladush V'Lizros. It follows the pattern, Anisa de Rabbonon, from the agricultural laws of Matnes Kohuna. A Kohen is not allowed to be helpful and go down to the field to thresh or to winnow, whatever. In Kadesh Yitin Lo Trumos Bischoros, so the fellow will, out of appreciation, give him the Trumos in Maestris, the Trumos, V'yishtachat Lo Shoka Le B'Torres Truma El B'Torres Chor. Because then you're finding that he's not taking it as Truma, but he's taking it as wages. So the Chazal made a gezera that a Kohen could not be Messiah, could not come to a granary to help in order to receive the Truma, because it will not be really a Truma. It'll be wages and not Matnas Kohuna, not a gift to the Kohen. Now Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kosev Omer, Echad Omer Tak. Now we're talking about a general machlokis by a Bechor. Rabbi Shmuel points out that there's one scripture that's, when it mentions the Bechor, it says Taktish. You have to sanctify it. The Kosev Echad Omer Lo Taktish, Al Taktish. Another pasuk says you're not allowed to sanctify it. So Eev Shulomer Taktish, Shekavar Nemer Lo Al Taktish. You can't say that you have to sanctify it, because it says, "Don't sanctify it." And it's impossible to say you can't sanctify it, shekavar nemar taktish, because it already says taktish. Emer miyato magdisho ato hektish ilui v'inato magdisho hektish mizbeach. You can magdish it again for the hektish ilui. The Rav explains lahaloso bidomim, to appraise it monetarily, shitein tovus hanoason, kama that you're going to get the value, kama adam rotsa litein bol haloso ola. How much a person would pay, as in the case before with the, in the case with the ox, to bring it up as an ola to Yerushalayim, she'eno chayav bo, a person who is not obligated in any korban leilasos dorin lekono, but to bring a gift for his creator. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "Magdisho ato hektish ilui," that you can again aside from the fact that you have to still bring it or give it to a kohen as a korban bechor, as bechor, you can also donate makdish. Like a, here it's not really a cherem, but makdish hekdesh ilui follows the same pattern. How much a person who is not obligated in a korban would give in order to bring this korban up to Yerushalayim as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the smaller amount he can makdish it for, but it still is this bechor, and he has to give it to a kohen brought as a korban bechor also. Ve'inatom makdishu hekdesh mizbeach, but you're not allowed to take a bechor and to turn it into any other type of korban. It has to, it remains always in its default as a bechor. So the Rav points out that the Rabbonin, this in the Gemara, the Rabbonin argue in Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbonin the nafkalu hakdrasha le'el mikol cherem kodesh kodashim al takdish mi bayle mikol cherem kodesh kodashim, that cherem is chal on all types of our korbanos. So al takdish mi bayilahu, so therefore as a result it's also chal, this is like a cherem over here, it's chal on the bechor. They view this as a cherem, it's chal on the bechor, and the hekdesh ilui. So al takdish mi bayilahu el lalav shim matpiso l'shem zevach achir. So the Rabbanan learn out, they agree with Rabbi Yishmael that you're not allowed to bring it as another type of korban, but they say that it's actually a bona fide lav, that that if a person is matpis, it says that he's wanted to change his bechor into an oshem, into an olah, any other type of korban, so that he's over a lo saseh, over belav. V'takdish mibayilu lomar shemitzvah lahakdisho, and the other part, the other pasuk that was the contradictory pasuk, says takdish, right? So they say the Rabbanan learn something that Rabbi Yishmael does not learn, that it's a mitzvah lahakdish v'lomar zeh kadosh lebuchar, even though the bukhar is holy, is sanctified from the moment it's born, nevertheless there's a mitzvah to say kadosh, that it's holy, to proclaim its sanctity, not to be makdish it, but just acknowledge verbally the sanctity of the bukhar. V'yafagav demi ilavu kadosh, even though the bukhar is automatically kadosh from the womb. Rabbi Yishmael lesli hakdrasha. Rabbi Yishmael does not hold this drasha of the Chachamim, so he holds neither is it there a lav. You're not allowed to. There's an iser. You're not allowed to turn a bechor into another animal, but it's not a lav. And the Chachamim hold it's a lav, and the Chachamim hold that there's a mitzvah to say kadosh, even though the bechor is already a kadosh. And Rabbi Yishmael holds that it's not. And the Rav paskins v'halocha kechachamim. And the halacha is like the chachamim, and that's the end of the Mishnah Zayin in Perichess, and the end of and the conclusion of Perichess.